Hare Krishna. On the occasion of the appearance day of Veerabhadra Goswami, let us look at his legacy for us. The Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition has been a living, vibrant tradition for over 500 years now. And the tradition has stayed alive and has expanded because of its many generations of extraordinary individuals. And in fact, these are not just extraordinary individuals. Actually, when the Lord comes and gives a message, He doesn't just leave the message after He leaves the world. You know, He makes arrangements for that message to be continued generation after generation after generation. So the Lord arranges for extraordinary souls to be there in each generation who will continue on the legacy of love that He has given. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He himself met his associates, he got the six Goswamis and he sent them to Vrindavan. And then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed, you know, the Vaishnavas in Bengal, they were led by two main individuals. One was Nityanand Prabhu and the other was Advaita Acharya. And Nityanand Prabhu's son was Veerachitra Goswami. So, Nityanand Prabhu was the leader of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least in the Bengal area. And after that, Veerachandra Goswami was one of the leaders. And he, it is said, is to be in an incarnation of Mahavishnu. So he, although having the power of the Supreme Lord, acted like a devotee, not acted like a lord. And he took initiation from Janma Mata, who was like his second mother. Nityanand Prabhu had two wives. And Veerachandra Goswami was an extremely powerful Vaishnava who could bring infuse devotion in whoever's association he went. And not only he was a great devotee, but and not only did he continue and share the Gaudiya tradition wherever he went, but along with that, he also continued the tradition in two ways. The Sampradaya generally are of two types. There is Shukra Sampradaya and there is Shrauta Sampradaya. Or Shukra Parampara. Shukra Parampara is seminal succession, that which continues by birth. And Shrauta Parampara is that which continues by hearing. That means the Guru speaks to the disciple. The disciple and the Guru may not be related by blood, but they are related through sound. And the disciple then carries on the legacy of the Guru. So Veerachandra Goswami continued the Gaudiya Vaishnava legacy in both ways. You know, his own family was exemplary devotees and his sons were also great devotees. And along with that, he preached and initiated in many, many glorious devotees. His disciples were among the most powerful preachers during his times. So much so that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, while using a metaphorical tree to describe the spread of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, he says that this tree has many, many branches, and one of the foremost branches, one of its most important branches of coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is the in a whole tree, it is one of the most important branch. And coming from Nityanand Prabhu, it is the most important branch. That is the branch of Veerabhadra Goswami. So in this tree, what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says is that each branch is like one person and the sub-branches coming from that are the subsequent devotees who became devotees by being connected with him. So he says one of the heaviest, strongest and one of the most important branches in the tree of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is the branch of Veerabhadra Goswami. And he says that Prabhupada in his translation to that verse explains that actually it is by the grace of Veerabhadra Prabhu that all of us have the opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. So there are so many generations of devotees about whom we don't know much. And as subsequent Gaudiya devotees, generation of Gaudiya devotees do more research, find more, we may come to know more and more about these glories. about their glories. But even when we don't, what we can remember is that there are many, many great souls who may be the Lord Himself manifesting again, or maybe the Lord's special devotees. It is through all of them that the Gaudiya legacy has come to us. So we can pray for their mercy so that we preserve that legacy, relish it, and then propagate it to others to the best of our capacity. Thank you. Hare Krishna.